AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Democratic candidates meet tonight for their fourth debate. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports from host city, Charleston, South Carolina, on the event getting underway now, featuring Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley.
This will be the final time the Democratic candidates will debate before Iowa's caucuses, meaning the gloves will likely come off during the two-hour event. The campaign's already gotten more contentious in the past week, as Hillary Clinton has increased her criticism of Sanders on guns and health care. That comes as he's gaining traction. He has narrowed her lead in Iowa and has an edge in New Hampshire.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton takes some of the credit that led to better relations with Iran.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tells NBC's Meet the Press that as Secretary of State, she worked to develop diplomatic relations with Iran to the point that they eventually led to the release of U.S. citizens being held in Iranian prisons.
I'm very proud of the role that I played in getting us to the point where we could negotiate.
But GOP presidential candidate, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, tells Fox News Sunday he fears the prisoner swap could lead to the abduction of more U.S. citizens.
Every bad actor on earth has been told, go capture an American.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Two people have been killed, five hurt after tornadoes in Florida. Manatee County Emergency Management Division Director Don Heamy says one person was killed in a mobile home that was destroyed.
One of the injured also unfortunately passed somewhere between when they were taken from the scene and subsequently getting to the hospital.
Meanwhile, the Skyway Bridge, a major thoroughfare in Tampa, has reopened. In the NFL, Carolina and Denver win. This is AP Radio News. Some mixed results from the launch of a SpaceX rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California.
The rocket was delivering a U.S. European Ocean Monitoring satellite into orbit.
3, 2, 1. Main engine ignition and liftoff of the Falcon 9 rocket with Jason 3.
NASA says the Jason 3 satellite reached orbit and is ready for science operations. But SpaceX rocket made a hard landing on a floating barge in the Pacific, breaking a support leg and toppling over. SpaceX was trying to reduce costs by reusing rockets rather than having them fall into the ocean. I'm Ed Donahue.
Health officials say a baby born in Hawaii is the first born in the U.S. with Zika virus. They say the newborn got it from the mother, who likely got the virus while living in Brazil. They say neither the baby nor the mother is infectious. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.